Anxious or worried about something today? Pastor Jeff suggests do a little bird watching.
There's some Christians that believe like those in the world, and that's that they're always thinking, always talking, always arguing, always reading about worldliness. It's all they ever think about. They eat, breathe, drink anxiety. And then the Lord says, look at the birds. Are they tweeting out there? Did you ever hear a bird go, oh my, what am I gonna do? You know? No, they're just whistling away, man. They're having a good old time. I never ran into a bummed out bird. So look at the birds.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after I'll leave behind the worthless love, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Worry and anxiety is a real struggle for many of us. And maybe that's something you're dealing with even as we speak. When it happens, what should we do next? And what are the reasons we shouldn't worry? Let's talk about that today on Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson. We pay another visit to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6, here in part 2 of Don't Worry, Be Happy. If you need to leave us early, you can listen to this helpful message at sounddoctrineradio.org. Here's Pastor Jeff, starting us off at verse 25.
Notice he says in verse 25 where he says, is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? The reason not to worry is life is more than these. And life is a gift from God. And so if God gave us life, he'll support that life. So don't worry. But what if it's not enough? It'll be enough. Listen, God doesn't lie. You'll have plenty. Don't worry about it. Same with the body. It's a gift. God's given us a body. If he's given us a body, he'll clothe it. He'll cover it. The problem today is that many don't see God's gifts that he has given. And their focus is not on the gifts. See, man today, he doesn't believe he's a created being. And he argues, well, is man inorganic or organic? You know, and there's a big dispute about that. Hey, the bottom line is this, that God is the giver of life. He's the one that gave life. He's the one that's going to take it away. Man did not come from some primeval, you know, slime that somehow made its way up on the side of the water with one big eye and then evolved into what we see today. It's ridiculous. There's no fact, and if you don't even pick up the Time magazine this week because it's a waste of time. Time's a waste of time because they're trying to tell us how that monkeys finally straightened up and became man. You know, it's dumb, and they're still on that. Millions of years ago, you know. There's not a fact to back it. It's not a science. It's a joke, evolution. You know, Satan's lost a big thing he's had for a long time to snow our kids, but he's losing it. Because the more they study, the more they dig, the more they find out that there is a creator. He created all of us. He gave us life. We're not animals. We didn't come from animals with animal instincts. Like some of the kids are, you know, saying, hey, well, we might as well just go for it then if we're from animals. God loves us individually. And he's given us life. He's given us food. He's given us existence. And we are, according to the Bible, fearfully and wonderfully made. This body. I mean, I just don't understand how a doctor can study the body. He needs to study the Bible, but he studies the Bible for years and years and years and still is an atheist? Come on, I don't think so. You can't truly look into this body and say that there's not a creator, because you're really then you know, lying to yourself and not wanting to see a lot of things. It's awesome. So each of us, he's given us a plan for our lives. He's given us a purpose for our lives. He has ordained life for us. And worry is not a part of our lives as Christians. And that's just, he's given us an awesome life, a plan. But worry's not a part of it. I love it. Whether you're in a storm or whatever, whether you're, don't worry about a plane. Well, I don't travel in planes anymore. I go in trains. He says, don't worry about these things. If we have a right view about life and about the body, we'll be in good hands. See, God started the work. He is going to finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. We're in his hands. Everything that is in this life is what he has ordained. And we need to rest with him. His purpose will be fulfilled. You see, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but just like we sang the song this morning, we know who holds tomorrow. And that's such a comfort. I don't know what's around the corner for tomorrow, but I know he knows. And I'm in good hands because I'm in his hands. So I don't have to worry about tomorrow because he's going to be with me. And if he's with me, his rod and his staff, they'll comfort me. Even through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim. All worry then goes away. We walk in his peace and serenity. Now, the kingdom of God, the Bible says, is more than meat and drink. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And believe it or not, there's some Christians that believe like those in the world, and that's that they're always thinking, always talking, always arguing, always reading about worldliness. It's all they ever think about. They eat, breathe, drink anxiety. And then the Lord says, look at the birds. Are they tweeting out there? Did you ever hear a bird go, oh my, what am I gonna do? You know? No, they're just whistling away, man. They're having a good old time. I never ran into a bummed out bird. So look at the birds, will ya? Said the robin to the sparrow, I would surely like to know why these human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, I guess they don't have any heavenly father that takes care of them as we do. And that poem kind of breaks down in that he's not the bird's heavenly father, because the birds have a creator. We have the heavenly father. And look at the relationship. Isn't it much more? Isn't it much more than the relationship with the bird and the creator? We're his children. To those who have received him, he gives the power to become the children of God. So he provides abilities. He gives us opportunities. He takes care of us. And so we're way more important than his creation. Don't let the environmentalists fool you. This world has got a twisted view of what's reality. They made a law about you don't mess with the eagle's egg, man. If you mess with an eagle's egg, it's going to be $1,000 and you're going to be thrown in prison for 6 months. That's what's happening. Eagle's egg. Whoa. Don't mess with it. And yet, the government turns around and will pay you to abort your baby. Is there something wrong with this picture? Well, you got to understand, it's just tissue. Well, so the eagle egg then is just a bunch of slime with a yolk? Come on. Let's think rightly. And they put so much emphasis, save the whales! And yet, the abortions continue. Humanity has lost it. This creation has lost it. And because we've lost it, God is going to judge this earth. And he has been for many years. And judgment is coming to this nation, especially because we continue to turn our backs on the living God and continue to destroy little children, little human beings. Because we have received him, we have become his children. So he's my father, he's my creator, He's my sustainer. And I love that scripture over there in Isaiah chapter 26, where Isaiah says in verse 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Because he trusts in thee, trust ye in the Lord." You know, look to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He's God. He's able. He's created the whole world, and he's going to take care of you and your family and of your life. So his perfect love casts out all fear. His eye is on the sparrow. You've heard the song. How much more on us? If he cares about every little sparrow that hits the ground, how much more does he care about his children? So he goes from the lesser to the greater. Now notice verse 27. "Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto you, your stature?" Worry has no value, is what Jesus is saying. I mean, which of you that are worrying? Now, stature here is the question. Does it mean, stature as far as a cubic is 18 inches? So if you just worry and worry, you're going to grow 18 inches? You know, or is it longevity of life? I kind of lean to the second, because the first, if you're trying to get taller, taller is not better, I don't think, because everybody comes up to you and say, "Hey, how's the weather?" You know, and you always hit your head and stuff. So I don't know if it's that what everybody wants, is to be taller. But I do know this, that we would all like to, you know, lengthen our lives out. In fact, our society is nuts over it. We're taking so many pills and doing this and that, trying to find the answer to eternal youth, you know, to stay alive, you know, and to keep it going and be strong. And we've got these weight things all over the place, and ride a bicycle in front of a mirror and watch yourself sweat to death, you know, or whatever. And we're going to make it, man. We're going to live, you know, no matter what. Man, we want it. But I think that's what he's talking about here. But the rich can buy everything, but they can't buy health. So you have all your money, but you can't buy your health. And guess what? Everybody dies. 10 out of 10. The rich, poor, doesn't matter. They all die. Now, remember back in Psalm 73, when finally the psalmist went into the sanctuary of the Lord, he was all wiped out. He said, "You know, I'm feeling like throwing the towel in. I'm not going to be a Christian anymore, or I'm not going to live for God, because I can be rich and get into the real answer in this world, you know." And then finally he went into the sanctuary, and it says that then he realized what's going on. Like you are here this morning to hear the voice of the Lord, to realize what's real. And that those people that have money and think they have everything are sitting in slippery places. In a moment, the psalmist says, they could be taken out into a Christless eternity without Christ, without God. And so he began to pray for them. He began to have a burden for those who were rich and wealthy and blinded from the things of this world, not understanding the real, true life is eternal. And began to pray. Even medical knowledge and the modern technology with all the skill cannot extend life, because God is in charge. If you have two patients with the same sickness, one dies and the other lives, what is that all about? Well, it shows that our breath is in His hands, like the Bible teaches. Each of us, we're right there. Not one fraction can be added to one's life by worrying. In fact, they believe that worry will take away, it'll distract from your life. In fact, it's been proven medically that if you're worried all the time and stressing out, that you're giving yourself a heart attack, or something else can happen. It gets the bad juices going and cancer shows up. That's what they're saying. He alone gives life. So I can trust Him with everything else. And worry, really, is Jesus saying, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. So steady on, He's saying. You sow, you reap, you gather in. I'll provide for you. Your Father loves you. You're His children. Listen, if there's no rain, there's no crop, right? You can work as hard as you want. But who's the sustainer of life? Who provides everything? Come on. Who gives you the strength to go to work? I mean, come on. We're in His hands. So He's in control. And then look at verse 28. For why take ye thought for raiment, your clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil, not neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And then he talks about clothes. Well, just look at the lilies. Now the lilies here is speaking of the springtime. In Galilee, there's nothing like it. I love going in April because you get all the flowers, but then you get the crowds too, and the price is high. So, you know, a lot of times we'll go in the winter months and you get a little less, you know, of the price, but you don't get the flowers. You miss all the Galilee poppies. They're so red. They're so beautiful. And the yellow flowers that are covering the valleys. I mean, it's so breathtaking. They're beautiful. And then you go down to the area of Sharon Valley. Again, it's just incredible, the colors. And you just start to look at them. So Jesus is saying, also, you need to look at the flowers. Look at how beautiful they are. Now, all of Solomon and all of his riches with the silver and the gold that they were wearing, not one of them are as beautiful as these flowers. Check it out. Meditate upon it. Look really into it. You'll see that they're awesome, what God has done. Clothes they're weird, aren't they? In style, out of style. You know, you wait 20 years and you can get your old wardrobe out and wear it, man. But somehow that just comes, what goes around comes around, right? And the styles are strange. But is it style that's important? I think it's what God is doing in the heart. You know, I saw a young couple in the shopping center the other day, and they were totally wearing weird clothes. Totally out of style, so to speak, you know? I mean, as far as what they were wearing. But they were so in love, and they were just so smiling and just loving just being there in the shopping center. And that's what sticks out. And that's what matters, guys. It's what comes out of the heart. It's not what a person wears. But yet, this world gets into the wearing of it, you know, and that you have the latest. Kids are under pressure in school today like no end, huh? We need to really intercede for them. You know, the latest stuff. It's bogus. Notice verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So even the flowers pass, as styles pass. And if you're not over there in April and May, you're going to miss the flowers in Israel. They're incredible. I think they're the most richest reds and yellows I have ever seen. I have been all around the world. And they have, in fact, one of their main exports is flowers to Europe. They bring all of the flowers to Europe. And the Europeans love the flowers from Israel. But notice he says, here today, gone tomorrow. But wait a minute, we're different than flowers, aren't we? That's really not true when it comes to us as human beings. We're not here today and gone tomorrow. We're eternal beings. Man never dies. Remember what the Bible says, to be absent from the body as a Christian is to be present with the Lord. If you're in Christ, you have that promise. It's so awesome. We're going to live forever, guys. We're just going to leave this tent. We're going to go on to live with the Lord forever and ever. But those without Christ are going to go into a Christless eternity. And Jesus said there'll be outer darkness. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's a place where the fire is never quenched and the worm never dies. That's kind of a picture, isn't it? Whoa! And Jesus is the one that said it. And he talked more about that outer darkness and that place of being an eternity without God than he did heaven. Why? Because there's a concern that many will take that route. And so he tries to make it vivid. He tries to make it real, and that it is real, and drive it home to our hearts. We don't have to go there. So don't worry. He'll feed us. He'll clothe us. In fact, over in Psalms, David in the Psalms said this in Psalms 37:25, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I've never seen it. And you will never see it. Not his children. Then you'll never see them begging bread. They will always be taken care of. That's his promise. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider of our lives. But the question comes down to, is he your father? Has he come into your heart? Have you asked him to come in? And have you received Christ, who he gave? To as many as receive him, they become the children of God. To be able then to turn around with those things that you are tempted to worry about and stress out about and cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. There's nothing like being carefree. Just going, well, yeah, that's true. That could happen. Yeah, that could happen. And even that could happen. But, you know, God knows really what's going to happen. I'm going to let him take care of that. I don't need that. And you know what? He came to just kind of lift us and set us free from the burdens of this world, didn't he? All you that are heavy laden and down with burdens, you come to me, Jesus said. I'll satisfy your soul. I'll lift it. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You can have a good time. You can have joy and gladness. You can be my witness. Don't get so bogged down in this place. Give it to the Lord.
Give it to the Lord. Cast your cares upon him. A good word there for us as we close out another Sound Doctrine. And don't go away. Pastor Jeff Johnson will share more in a moment. Get today's study on CD when you call us toll-free at 800-353-7553. The suggested donation is $5. Again, 800-353-7553. You can also replay any message that you enjoy at sounddoctrineradio.org and listen to Pastor Jeff through the Sound Doctrine podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. We're also on oneplace.com. Marijuana, self-realization, meditation, self-hypnosis, psychedelic drugs, yoga. Jeff Johnson tried all of that and more in his search for the clear light, but it wasn't until he met Jesus that his life truly changed, and he experienced life and light. In his book, The Seeker, you'll hear this amazing testimony, and I think you'll be left greatly encouraged and thankful. We're offering The Seeker right now at sounddoctrineradio.org. You can also call us at 800-353-7553. Sound Doctrine is listener-supported. Simply put, it takes a team to accomplish this goal of reaching people around the world with the Sound Doctrine contained in God's Word. Whether it's a one-time gift or ongoing monthly support, God is using it in great ways to impact people with his life-changing truth. You can make a secure donation online at sounddoctrineradio.org. Or again, call 800-353-7553. If you've been blessed as you've studied along with Pastor Jeff, please let us know. Email us today at sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. Please mention the station that you listen to and tell us what the Lord is doing in your life. That's sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. Now back to our message. Pastor Jeff?
So don't worry, be happy. Did you hear the story of the man that he worried about everything? Whether it was outside of the house, inside of the house, he'd walk down the street worrying. Everybody looked at him and said, oh, here he comes. Mr. Worry, man. What are you worried about today? Oh, man, this is going to happen, that can happen. He was worried about everything. Then one day, all of a sudden, he comes down walking into the village and he's whistling and singing. And they're going, wait a minute, what happened? Now, you know, you used to be all worried and under it, and now you're whistling and singing. What happened? He goes, I can't believe it. I just hired somebody to worry for me. He worries morning, noon, and night for me. I'm free. And they said, what? Well, how much did a guy like this cost? He said, $6 million a year. They looked at him and said, what? $6 million a year? You only make $14,000 a year. How in the world are you going to pay him? And he said, that's for him to worry about. He's a good shepherd. He leads me beside the still waters, beside the green pastures. He restores my soul. He makes me new. I don't have to worry. I got a good shepherd that watches out for me and takes care of me. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow, if I can see his staff and he's there, man, I'm going to make it. I'll go right through that valley with him. And then he sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This awesome table. What a table he has set for us, that we can partake of the things of God. And we can be protected from the tentacles of this world. Remember, Jesus called them weeds that would grow up. The cares, the riches, and the pleasures of this world that would so permeate us that they would choke the Word of God out of our lives. God, let it not be. You started this work in us. Help us to trust you. Help us to run to you, to cling to you, to adhere to you, to trust in you, to rely upon you. That is what believing in the Lord is all about. Singing his songs, worshiping him.
Come back next time when our study of Matthew continues with Pastor Jeff here on Sound Doctrine, a listener-supported outreach of Calvary Chapel Downey. So Father,